Listener production.
Tasmanians being urged to dob in a drug dealer after the state's biggest drug bust, and tourism leaders are meeting with the Prime Minister about the Macpoint Stadium. Possible showers in Hobart today. We're heading to a top of 22 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. A major drug bust at the Hobart Airport comes just as the Federal Police are launching a national campaign to crack down on illicit drug supply. $5.5 million worth of meth and cocaine was allegedly located in a man's bag when he landed at Hobart Airport. The Police Minister, Felix Ellis, says that that can have far-reaching consequences.
It's horrific because that's the thing. It's $5.5 million worth of drugs. That's fueling organised crime. But this also represents potential lives taken. And that can be in communities here in the south of the state, the north and northwest. Every part of our state could have been touched by these substances.
Tasmania's tourism heavyweights are meeting with the Prime Minister to show their support for a Macquarie Point Stadium. The group showing the federal government that the plan has support and explaining the benefits. The Tourism Industry Council, Master Builders, Hospitality Association and Property Council all involved. Attempts to move a no-confidence vote against the racing minister's failed state parliament. It comes as repeated calls for Madeleine Ogilvie to resign over claims the opposition and Greens made that she mishandled complaints of race-fixing and animal cruelty. There's now an independent inquiry into the integrity of the harness racing industry. A teenage boy's in hospital with meningococcal, sparking calls for parents to get the vaccination. It's the second case in Tasmania already this year. The vax is free for kids at 12 months and in year 10. Then you can buy it from a GP. A fresh push today from the federal government to change the law around super so businesses would have to pay entitlements at the same time workers get paid. The industry Super Australia is behind the call, claiming the move could reduce unpaid super by as much as 15%, also stating around 1 million women would have more cash in their pocket for retirement if the changes went through. The RACT says this week's burst of wet weather should serve as a reminder to slow down on our roads during winter. Chief Advocacy Officer Gary Bailey says now's the time to check your tyres, clean the windshield and always stay alert behind the wheel.
Driving conditions do change, often remarkably, depending on the amount of water on the road, for example. The fact that a road has been dry for some time also means there's a build-up of dust and oil and they can be slippery.
And those with serious heart conditions now have more resources in Hobart. The Royal Hobart opening the doors to its new cardiology unit. The AFL got its wish with the tribunal agreeing to hand Nathan Broad a four-game ban. The Tigers defender had been hoping for a three-match suspension for a sling tackle that concussed Adelaide's Patrick Parnell. Broad telling Seven he knows it was the wrong thing to do.
Something we want to stamp out of the game and it's not a good look and I pleaded guilty and cop my 4 weeks and move on.
Another hit to local footy, one club pulling out of the seniors competition. This time it's the Hobart Tigers. The clubs got permission to field a standalone reserves side this year because of the low numbers. Senior players will be allowed to play for other teams.